Good morning. I'm going to take a minute because last week my lesson was on a blessed life. And I hope you realize how truly blessed we are this morning. Number one, last week this time, remember how hot it was outside? And look at the weather today. With the current air conditioning experience that's going on, we have nature's air, and this is wonderful. And we need to give thanks for a couple people because they pulled together and they came up with a plan and they presented it to the board. And we took a look at it. I don't know why I took a look at it, but anyway. We took a look at it, and we're holding the vision. It's the right and perfect plan for us right now. So we want to thank Wayne. He said it this morning like, oh, it was just a walk in the park. But Wayne put a lot of work and energy into pulling all this together. So we want to thank him for loving us so. Mm-hmm. Right. And we also want to give a thanks to Brian for his expertise. Brian. So God has really blessed us because we have a person with the background and the wisdom to know about such things. And then we have someone with the zest and the zeal to just get in there and pull it together. So we are truly blessed. And I don't want to take anything for granted. Nothing for granted. We're living the blessed life now. Right now. So this morning, I want to thank Lewis too. Sometimes I have to give a little thank fest before I begin to speak because I'm so full. Lewis pulled together those videos. Weren't they wonderful? Oh, my God. They were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Ah, and I am a living expression of God. I love today's affirmation. I had not read my daily word yet. I am, and you are, a living expression of God. We're talking a little bit this morning about power to perceive. You know, consciousness is the sum total of all that we're aware of, whether it be spiritual or whether it be something we take in from the five senses. And the dictionary definition of perceive is what we have become aware of, or what we are conscious of, what we come to realize or to understand to be true. Now, I'm talking little t true. True for me or true for you. What's true for me might not necessarily be what's true for you, because we're all on this journey. And we're at different spots on the journey. So, for me, that is what makes the power to perceive so powerful. Because it's what we have come to realize or understand. If we've been doing the work, then we've been pulling from our, I guess I should say pulling, or pulling from our universal resources, which is God, the allness, the wisdom, the love, the peace, everything pull together. We have the ability. Don't you love this? We have the ability, or maybe not, to shape and mold according to what we perceive or from that point of awareness in our lives. So we're here all learning this truth, holding to it, holding that vision. We can hold a vision. And this vision can be based on facts, or this vision can be based on things unseen, things of the spirit, things that we just have a deep intuitive knowing about. I don't know about you, but I'm holding to the fact that there's one presence, one power in the universe. I like a quote from Sue Syking in her book, Only Believe. She says, before there is fruit or manifestation of our labors in labor in the outer, we must first hold a vision. So what are you basing your vision on? Truth or a perception that might or might not be true? It's something to think about as things unfold in your life. What are you basing, or what are you perceiving that to be? We have a perfect example right now. The air conditioning experience. Is it a panic situation? Are we panicked? No, we're not panicked. Because when I heard that it was going out, immediately I perceived that it was just an experience that we were going to walk through together, and all was going to come out as it should. And it is. Here we are. Now our vision is to what? See the right and perfect person coming to handle it. See them in the light of wisdom, in the light of intuition. Don't perceive that that person may or may not do their job, because we're slipping back when we do that. My perception is the right and perfect person is going to be here and take care of our experience. Now, I probably shouldn't go into this part of it, but we all know that we are abundantly blessed here. But we still have things that have to occur in order to have this experience unfold as it should. So now we hold the vision what? We are prosperous. This too is something that we are fully capable and able of handling. The way I understand it, we have until what, February 2021 to get zero interest on what we're taking care of, and we will be able to manifest the perfect conditions. But that wasn't a part of my lesson today. I just thought about that on my way over here, how we can hold the vision and let this out work as it should. And not come from a place of fear or a place of what if, but we're holding to know the right and perfect outcome is here right now. I started to say is on its way here, but it's here right now, and we're holding to that. This morning, what I really wanted to talk about is about Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement. I was reading his book. I didn't write the name of the book here. He wrote a book that combined all of his writings, and one of the ministers who taught classes at the village did some commentary throughout the book. I'll think of the name of it before I'm through. Oh, The Essential Charles Fillmore. Anybody read that or have that? That's really combines everything and gives you a little insight into Charles's thinking. Anyway, he gives an account of his own healing that I had never heard it go into detail like he did. I know that they say that he had an accident when he was a very young boy that did something to his hip, but I had never heard this account. This is his own account of what happened. And I often wonder if Charles and Myrtle didn't perceive their divinity, if they didn't hold to these healings unfolding as they did, where would Unity be today? Hopefully we'd still be here. That's thinking back to my perception, isn't it? But we know that they were powerful people in their day. So Charles gives this account. We all know about Myrtle and her healing. But Charles says at the age of 10, he was diagnosed with rheumatism that had developed into a serious case of hip disease. He said he was in bed for over a year. And from that time, an invalid and in constant pain, for almost 25 years, or until he began to apply the applications of divine law. He said that there were two very large tubercular abscesses that had developed at the head of his hip bone. And the doctors told him that eventually these would drain away his life. Now, if you know Charles Fillmore like I know Charles Fillmore, he probably said, well, that's not the truth. Because we know that he held to the truth of his being. So that when he got that, he managed to get about on crutches, and he had a 4-inch cork and steel extension on his right leg. And the hip bone was out of the socket, and it was stiff and sore all the time. And his leg shriveled, and it ceased to grow. The whole right side of him became involved. Now, see, these are things I didn't know had occurred with him and his experience. Because right then and there, how many would have stayed the path if all this was unfolding within your bodies? The leg shriveled and ceased to grow. His right side became involved. His right ear was deaf, and his right eye was weak. And from his hip to his knee, the adhesion was glassy and had a little, very little sensation, very little feeling. My. Had anybody else heard Charles's story like this? This was my first exposure to hear it in detail. And he wanted us to hear it in detail because he wants us to know the power of the divine in us when we hold on to the truth of our being. So Charles says, I began applying spiritual treatment. There was for a long time just a slight response in my leg. I felt better. I found that I was able to hear in my right ear. Then gradually I noticed that I had more feeling in that leg. And then as the years went by, the joint that was so stiff and sore began to limber. And the flesh that was shrunken until the right leg, the flesh that was shrunken filled out until the right leg was almost equal to the other. And at that point, I discarded the cork and steel extension. I wore an ordinary shoe with a double heel about an inch in height. Now the leg was almost as large as the other, and the muscles were restored, and I continued my spiritual treatment. Now the hip bone was not yet in the socket, but, and this is typical Charles, he said, but I am certain it will soon be, and that I shall be made perfectly whole. The power to perceive the truth. Man, listening to Charles in that story, knowing that when I hold to the truth of my being, my body responds. How many in here have had some type of healing from where they refuse to believe in the pain and the experience they were going through? Anybody? A couple of us? All right. We see you. And it's important when we have people going through experiences, it's important to see them. I mean, not as a human being in this human experience, but to see them as whole and restored to that perfection that they are. And we see that. We see that. So Charles goes on to say, I am giving these details of my healing because it would be considered a medical impossibility. Sitting here listening to it, we could, if we were back in our pre-metaphysician days, we could say, oh man, how could all that happen? But we know of the possibilities. We hear of the possibilities every day. Charles said it would have been considered a medical impossibility. The doctors didn't know what to do with that. And from a religious standpoint, it would be considered a miracle. But we know miracles are what? Miracles are the perfect outworking of the law. If you hold to the truth of your being, something is bound to happen within you. Whether it be a need for a mind healing or for the mind to heal the body. When you hold to the truth of your being, things stir, things happen. So, Charles says, I have watched the restoration year after year as I applied the power of thought. And I know it is under divine law. So I am satisfied that here is proof of a law that the mind builds the body and can restore it to its original wholeness. Whenever I give a lesson like this, I always feel that I have to say, though, don't forget that this body is really not the all in all to end all. What we want to build up is what's inside of us, our spiritual nature, because that is what's gonna carry us on if we decide to lay this experience aside. That is what's gonna carry me through. Charles did not perceive for one moment that he could not be healed. Even as he lay there going through that experience of the pain, even when he was up and about, and when the spark caught hold, when he noticed the improvement, that deepened his faith in the ability to work mind over body control. Once he became aware of and conscious of the power within him, he began to perceive even deeper realization of a vision of wholeness. Holding that image within us, seeing ourselves as being full and free and complete. Knowing first and foremost we are spiritual beings. This is just a human experience, and I personally believe we can have another human experience when we decide to transist out of this one. It's not a finality. Life is eternal. But it's how we perceive that life. If we're perceiving it to just be a body, oh my. But if we're perceiving it that we live and move and have our being in spirit, that we are divine, that we are whole, and like this morning, those of us who listen to the video, we have the divine potential within us. And when we appeal to that, when we turn to that, when we hold to that, when we know that, our experience will unfold. It will unfold in ways that you may not have expected. God is good. You believe that? Who else believes that? God is good. And guess what? Because God is good, you have that same potential of goodness in you. Tap into that resource. At the time of writing that account, Charles Fillmore was 92 years old. Isn't that amazing? 92 years old when he wrote about his experience. And he says, I am being rejuvenated and my whole organism is going through a transformation that can only end in body perpetuality. And in the face of human experience, this of course seems to be a preposterous claim, but all the signs of feebleness and advancing years are disappearing from my face and form, and I can arrive at no other conclusion than that I am fulfilling the promise of the Bible, which in Psalms 103 is, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Wow, isn't that a great thought? We seek first the kingdom, and all will be added unto us. Do the inner work, build the eternity within. Then the way your power to perceive experiences in your life will come through a high state of consciousness. And you too will work wonders. You are working wonders. I see it all the time. True for you? Yeah. Yeah. Let me hear yes. Even if you don't believe it. We'll say it till we believe it. Yes, true for me. All right. I hear you, sister. We'll turn this into a whole nother service. Let us pray. One way to connect is to take that time, to get still and to plug in. If you never plug in, you're missing an experience. Take time each day to take that inward journey. So I invite you to either close your eyes or look at the candles or focus somewhere in the room, but take a deep breath and hold it a moment and let your body tense up and then release. Breathe in again and hold it and release. And in and breathing out, give yourself permission to take this time apart, to let go of that perceived grocery list, to let go of anything that you have going on today. This is a time to make that inward journey and just to be and connect with that spiritual being, which is you. Breathing in and breathing out. I like that daily word affirmation today. I am a living expression of God. Just think about that as you make this inward journey. I am a living expression of God. Say it quietly to every fiber of your body right now. I am a living expression of God. God is wanting to express through you. So in making this inward journey, we journey to that point in which we can stop and listen and hear the vibrations of spirit deep within the recesses of our soul, breathing in and breathing out, knowing it's okay to let go. It's okay to make this journey deep into where divine potential resides. Breathing in, breathing out, moving a little deeper, saying, yes, I am a living expression of God. And as you reach that point where you have allowed yourself to let go of any thoughts of anything moving throughout your body, to just be the spiritual being you were created to be, step over the threshold of your inner chamber and say, Yes, as you are immediately enfolded in the allness that God is. No need to think of any need. Every need in your inner chamber is met. Love is there. Feel it, embrace it, let it unfold and penetrate you. Peace is there. Feel it, embrace it, let it penetrate your very being. Wisdom is there. And so, in this moment, right here, right now, fully surrender to all that is. Right here in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful in this moment. We're grateful that we know you. We're grateful that we know that we can connect any moment as we turn our perception towards what you truly are. We are whole and free. And as we restore our minds and our bodies to all that that is, we know in this moment, right here, right now, no separation, one presence, one power, and we are grateful. So we take a moment and we pause in gratitude. And for this and all things, dear God, we say thank you, Spirit. Thank you for your activity within us. Thank you for our ability to perceive the good in our lives. Thank you for the ability to know we are more than just human beings. Because in us, you express, and we know our divinity. So for this and all things, dear God, we give you thanks this morning. We lift up our hearts and our minds in praise. And we go forth in this world of experiences, knowing there is nothing we cannot overcome or achieve through the presence and power of your activity in us. So for this and all things, dear God, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And for all this we say, amen. It is so. Thank you, God. Let us affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I just want to give you this paragraph. I meant to do it during meditation, but Spirit has its own way of moving us forward. And it's from the Christmas booklet that is out right now. There may be still a couple of them downstairs. And it's on faith. And it says, through our spiritual power of faith, we perceive the truth of wholeness, completeness, enoughness. Although we may experience conditions that appear to limit the health of our mind, body, and spirit, in reality, we are, as God is, whole and complete. True for you?